Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Yes, I got a mailing from you all. The reservation code is 2511-0501-0051-7220.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me pull that up here. And may I ask who I'm speaking with here?
Gary Newcomb.
Gary, okay.
Bank of Cardiff, C-A-R, D as in David, I, F-F, like Frank Frank.
All right, Gary, and I have the name of the business as Newcorp Group, LLP, is that correct?
LLP.
LLP, I'm sorry. Okay. Newcorp Group, and then let me verify just a little bit of info here. LLP. What's a good phone number to call you back on in case we get disconnected?
720-217-3040. Correct.
And is that a cell?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And Gary, are you the owner of the business?
I am.
Perfect. Are you 100%?
No.
General partner. Okay, perfect. Are you guys still at 5455 Landmark Place?
Yes.
Okay, Gary, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for here, and I'll see if I can answer any questions you might have.
Well, just what the rate and structure would be, let's say, on the 3-year unsecured.
3-year unsecured. Okay. First, what type of business do you have? What do you guys do exactly?
Well, I mean, we have about 40 businesses. There's commercial real estate in here. There's about $1 million cash. There's about some subway franchises and other real estate.
Okay. So basically, depending on what business you decide to take a loan out with the unsecured, the rates actually... How it works is, what I like to do with my customers is I like to get you guys approved for the longest term and then the largest amount possible. And then I turn it over to you and have you choose the exact terms you want. You know, I mean, since it's basically your money, at least to me, it makes more sense if you guys choose those terms that match your cash flow. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fine, but just give me a flavor for what the rates would be.
Sure, okay. So our working capital programs that I think will probably match up best with you starts off around 10 cents on the dollar and kind of goes up from there. Again, that's based on personal credit, business credit, cash flow, and time in business.
I wouldn't be interested in that. That's
what were you looking for?
Well, I mean, a 10% rate, I would never do that.
What are you used to?
We don't have a lot of debt, but 4.5.
4.5, okay.
Is what I got for a couple of subways that we bought.
Okay, now was that a unsecured loan, 4.5%?
No, I mean it's secured by the subway assets, but it's not.
Okay. So yeah, so keep in mind with the cash we're giving you. I mean, yeah, you're saying 10% high, but there's no collateral on that, right? So. With that in mind, the rate is automatically going to be higher. When was the last time you...
lowest unsecured rate. I've never done anything like this. What is the lowest unsecured rate you have?
So the lowest unsecured rate would be the 10%, 10 cents on the dollar. That is the lowest. Again, because it is unsecured, it basically how it works is we just give you the cash, you sign for it, and just say that you're going to pay us back. We don't take any collateral. We don't use your house or any of your assets as collateral. So it is completely unsecured. That's why the rate is 10%.
Any fees or prepayment?
There is no prepayment penalties. However, there are sometimes an origination fee, depending on what state you're in and what type of field you're in, and as well as what type of program you go with. I can avoid that if you'd like me to, just to go with the programs that that don't have those types of fees. But it's up to, the best thing that I would suggest for you is, what will you be using this money for? Is it going straight towards opening up another business? Are you going to expand a business?
Well, what happened is we built a new one.
Okay.
And I paid for it. It was probably about $105,000.
Okay.
We built that, and also October 20th, we had to finish our taxes, and I owed an additional $77,000.
Okay.
So basically, it just depleted everything. So I told him that I could try to. You know, if I did it, I would take about $65,000 just to kind of replenish a little bit.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, and you know, I can understand that, especially. We help business owners a lot with that exact same problem. To be upfront with you, I would say about 15% of our business is business owners paying off their tax, what they owe the IRS there. So it's not. It's a very common thing. What I would.
Now, is it monthly amortization?
Yes, we do have programs with monthly amortization.
Is that a lower rate?
No, it's about the same. The best thing, if you just give me a shot, let me see what I can do. It doesn't hurt to see if this will work for you. I know it's your first time, so it's kind of hard to conceptualize the idea of paying 10%, but it's actually not that bad to be able to have the cash. It really isn't, especially nowadays. You know, nowadays there's businesses. I mean, the reason why I say it's not that bad is because I lent somebody $150,000 the other day, and their rate was like a 45% rate.
Oh, they had.
Yeah, exactly. They were pretty desperate, but at the same time too, they had horrible credit. So they had horrible credit. Their business wasn't that good. So they were considered a higher risk. So it was more expensive for them to get the money. But and at the same time, I helped out somebody with $150,000 at the 10% rate. So it just depends on those different factors. You know, like your personal. How would you rate your personal credit, Gary?
It's about 720.
Okay, so you're up there.
And yeah, and so I guess there's a high utilization on credit cards for miles, but it's paid off every month.
Okay.
It's anywhere from 60 to 100,000 a month.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I would love to just get your email, Gary. Send you an application. If you would like to try it out and see what I can do for you, see what type of program I can offer you, I'd be more than happy to try and work something out for you.
Okay. Go ahead and send it, then I'll think about it. So it's GGARYHELEN. So it's GGaryHelen@AOL.com.
@AOL.com. Okay, perfect. I'll send that over in about 5 minutes or so. What are your sales like in your Subway
total
business? Yeah.
With all of them, between 13 and 14 million.
Okay. Now, if we just use one particular, because how it works is we won't like use all your businesses. You would just probably narrow it down to one on which you would like to take the loan out on. So if you had to pick one, which one would you pick that the amount of sales that one location had?
Oh, 450.
Okay. 450. Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. I will go ahead and send that application over to you, Gary, and we'll see what we can do for you. Be more than happy to try. If you have any questions, my contact info will be at the bottom of the email. Feel free to give me a call directly with any questions you might have.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you calling in, Gary, and hopefully I get to hear from you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye.